50 KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus. We have USD 383 Superintendent Marvin Wade and School Board President Daryl Eady with us. A little bit later in the program, we'll have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins will call in and give us some, I think, very timely safety tips in cold weather and how to stay safe out there. But right now, it's time to talk some schools. You know, it never gets old to me.
We notice that, Brady.
Yeah, we notice.
All right. Well, gentlemen, welcome. It's a little warmer, so that's good. We got a heat wave going on.
Well, yeah, just a little heat wave, you know. 20 degrees compared to -5 or whatever it was.
It was bad. We do have a school board meeting tonight. We talked a little bit about that in our newscast this morning, and probably a little quieter than the most recent one at the end of December. But I guess first off, whoever wants to address kind of the big items on this agenda.
Well, really, the big items is just special recognition tonight. We have the proclamation for the Martin Luther King Jr. Week. We always enjoy participating in that, and it is a very special time for the district as a whole and for the community, really. And then we also have the USD 383 Master Teacher, Deanna Burton, will be recognized tonight. And then we don't very often, but this year we actually have a National Board Certification for Stacey Harris this year, and that's quite an honor and a privilege for her. And then, of course, our parting board members tonight, we will have Aaron Easterbrook and Pat Hudgens there tonight. We'll recognize the last 4 years that they've really put in and worked hard. Unfortunately, Marcia is out of town tonight, so we won't be able to give her, you know, the dedication and the opportunity that she deserves, because she's helped us through a couple of really tough years as president on the board when we were looking for a new superintendent and, of course, through the mascot issue in the last.
And I thought she had a lot of nice words in the last meeting. I thought
she did, yes.
Thought she, and maybe she knew then she wasn't going to be at this one, and maybe that's why she took that opportunity. But a lot of nice things to say. The whole board had a lot of nice things to say to her.
Well, I mean, it's not just both Aaron and Pat have done a lot of work as well. And I mean, Marcia, of course, did her part in helping to lead and do that part. You know, I really enjoyed having Aaron there with his military background and the specialties he did there with the homeless veterans, and then that helped bring it into perspective into the schools and help really highlight some of that information. And, of course, Pat Hudgens. It's not very often we've had a minority on the board. I like to have the diversifications. So, and that's been really, really great to have her there, and just all the different perspectives that all the different board members have brought and the backgrounds. It's been great. And we really enjoy that background and information they bring and help us with.
Brady Bowman with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. And looks like we have a call. Not sure if that's for us yet. And it is. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I understand that tonight the superintendent has some front license plates for the board, Manhattan High School Indians, and those came from, those were first in 1960, and they've been reproduced. And if the two people going out sure need one, and then the new people coming in, I think I know where he can get two or three more for those replacement board members. But you are doing a great job. We've got a wonderful school system, the best superintendent we've had for 40 years. With the exception, Tom Hawk filled in for a while. He did a good job, but he was temporary. But this one's the best one we've had in 40 years. We're very lucky. Thank you.
Marvin. You guys are looking at me.
You're speechless, Marvin.
I'll pay you later. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. I do have the license plates that were brought in to me to give to the board, so I appreciate knowing that there's an opportunity there to get some plates for the three incoming board members as well. So I'll be sure to get those to you. And thanks for the comments. We'll see what the future brings. May not be so rosy then, but thanks for the call. And hopefully it's going to be a great 2018. How's that?
785-537-1350 is the number to call. You could also send us a message on Twitter if you prefer that method, at 1350KMAN. You could also tweet myself, at Brady2Day, two being the numeral. And Marvin, one thing I want to address, looking back at that last school board meeting, it had a lot of attention due to Manhattan High football coach Joe Schartz in that situation. I was wondering what update you had on that. We learned that that was really kind of going to be in your hands. I think that's what the school board.
And let me, and I will get to that. Let me go back to the caller too. Just, I appreciate the call. At the same time, whenever I hear something like that, I have to think of, you know, the comment about the last 40 years or whatever. There's been some outstanding superintendents in this district, and you know what I'd hate to see is people calling and saying, well, you know, this one was better or that one was better. You know, that's we do what we do because we think it's important and it makes a difference for kids. It's not about being popular. It's doing the things that we think are right for the community. So just a tip of the hat to the previous superintendents and all they've done that have helped set the stage for any success that we might have now and in the future. So I just felt like I had to say that. This other piece, because I wanted to, this piece with, as you were saying, Brady, you know, the coaching situation, that you are correct that the board did direct me as the superintendent to deal with any kind of disciplinary issue involving students or staff with that situation. And, you know, I gladly accept that responsibility and we'll be dealing with it. There's not going to be like a public announcement or anything along those lines that people might look at the agenda tonight and see that one of the items on the agenda is executive session for personnel. That is not for that situation. I feel I can tell people that that's for my evaluation from the board, and that would be the only personnel item being dealt with tonight.
As far as Coach Schartz, do you have any idea on kind of when he's going to know and when the public's going to know kind of where that stands?
I'm working with Coach Schartz, and again, like other personnel issues and student discipline issues, that there's confidentiality involved. There's matters that are not going to be discussed publicly. So I made the statement at the last meeting that Coach Schartz continues to be an employee of the district in all capacities. And that's my statement at this point in time. I'm sure you understand that it'd be nice if I would go and say more, but I'm not going to.
Oh, I would love to say more.
I know you would.
Well, I know people were frustrated out there, especially in the audience the other night. And I mean, the board is too. There's certain things we can and can't say, and that's why we were in exec session for so long. You know, we're in there for an hour with the attorney out of Topeka, you know, trying to say, find out what we can and can't say, what we can and can't do, what are repercussions of, you know, any direction we go. And, you know, and some of it we have to wait until the police department and the, you know, county attorney deal with what they have to deal with before we can deal with anything.
And we want to be respectful of all the parties involved. And as Darryl was saying, you know, at that point in time, there had been the investigative report that went from Raleigh County Police Department to the county attorney. And then right around that same time frame, that some of that report ended up being shifted to another county attorney.
Right, a special prosecutor out of Lyon County.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
And then that there were not any charges being filed against the
anyone.
Coach. So that I think that was the latest that was announced publicly.
Right, and that special prosecutor, at least from what we got from the county attorney's office, will be focusing on the players involved, and it doesn't appear that Coach Schartz is involved in any sort of those investigations. It seems like it's very focused on the players.
That's my understanding as well.
Well, and this allows us to make any changes or corrections that we need to make. You know, we look at all the bullies and everything else clear back from, you know, kindergarten and on up, and then you hit a snag that may have happened in the high school, and this allows us to fine-tune some of those type issues and to help, you know, correct issues that, might have transpired, something that maybe nobody knew about. I mean, we certainly didn't know about anything going on. So it was, you know, I would say as far as the board's concerned, we learned a lot, and I appreciate really allowing us to handle and correct any issues that may happen within the district itself.
And we did get another phone call. Caller, you are on In Focus. Go right ahead. Hello, caller. Did we lose him? Okay. Maybe you just answered the question right then. And looking forward, I know Principal Greg Hoyt from Manhattan High issued a statement I couldn't remember if it was right at the same time as that.
I think it was right after.
When the
right
latest after. From the RCPD came out about that. But I thought he had a lot of good things to say in that statement and really just kind of addressing some of these matters that, Daryl, as you kind of said, may kind of go under the wayside a little bit and not very well known. I think we got that caller back. Caller, go right ahead.
Yeah, we keep hearing about you guys are chasing the coach on this. What are you doing to the kids that actually did the fighting? Did you kick them out of school? Or are you going to ban them from playing football again at Manhattan there? What about their parents? I mean, you're chasing the coach for no reason here. And you should go after the problem. Go after the kids. You know, maybe their parents knew something about this and everything. So let's hear something about the repercussions on the kids that's doing this instead of the coach that didn't even have a clue about it. Well, you all have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you for your call and for bringing up those issues that, as I said earlier, as far as going out and announcing what we're doing as far as any kind of disciplinary or corrective action, that we have investigated the situation. Whatever actions, one of the things we're focusing on, as President Eady said, is any kind of corrective actions, changes that we need to make in policies and procedures and practices to keep these kind of things from happening in the future. That any kind of disciplinary action for those students that were involved has already been dealt with. We're trying to learn from this, to make improvements, to not have a witch hunt, and to move forward and make things better in the future. And that's probably about the best I can say, is that whatever we've learned from this, we're using to make improvements, and that's what we expect for people to see, is that there will not be any more incidents like this.
Has there been any suspensions or expulsions? I know you can't like name the kids or anything like that, but can you at least tell us any of those disciplinary actions as far as with the folks involved?
You know, that's pretty hard to say, because there are certain, especially in the last couple of years, a lot of legal situations have come out for students and parents and stuff like that that kind of tie our hands on what we can and cannot say.
Even without naming.
You know, it comes to, and I'm not really sure how far we can and can't go with that, which is, again, you know, I feel like half the time our hands are tied on what we can say, even though there are actions that we do.
And is that recent? Has that just changed a lot in recent years? Is that something maybe a few years back, maybe you could say more about it, and then it's just the landscape has changed a little bit on that?
In the last 2 years especially, I think it's really changed in our state of what we can and can't say. You know, about students and student rights and privacy acts and things like that. And some of that haven't even been tested yet, you know. And you hate to say something to get it tested, because you don't want to get caught into any legal actions. So,
and can kind of going back to that last caller, that the parents of the students involved do know, those students that were involved do know, of course, what action has been taken with them. And there's going to continue to be conversations about how we, and this just isn't about football. This is about all kinds of extracurricular activities, school activities, the supervision that we have in our activities. And the number one thing, and we heard this from the board at that last meeting, is the safety and security of our students and of our staff and anybody that are in, that's in our schools, that we have to have do everything we can for people to be confident that what we're doing is allowing their students to be safe. So that's our primary focus with this.
All right. With that, we're way overdue for a first break of the hour. Let's go ahead and take that break. We'll come back and talk more USD 383 right here on News Radio KMAN.